in the lunchtime edition. The Ministry of Education promises there will be no return to classes at the Lester Vaughan Secondary School until parents are fully briefed by the ministry and environmental experts to have any concerns addressed. The new BTMI CEO has her first day on the job as tourism officials promise an aggressive diversification strategy. Social service authorities report an increase in child abuse cases and complain the courts are taking too long to deal with such matters. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw, has given a commitment that there will be no resumption of face-to-face classes at the Lester Vaughan Secondary School until parents get a full briefing on the results of an environmental study conducted at the St. Thomas School compound. The school has been closed for several weeks and classes conducted online after staff repeatedly complained of noxious odors that made them feel unwell. But a recent study appears to have indicated it's safe for the school to open, and the ministry scheduled a briefing with parents, which was then postponed. This prompted the Barbados Union of Teachers, which represents teachers at the school, to urge that such a meeting takes place. Dr. Archer Bradshaw insists the ministry fully intends to ensure the parents are fully briefed.
The ministry must give consideration to all concerned, as we are not in favor of children returning to school without giving parents and guardians the opportunity to interface with ministry officials from education, health, and the environment, as well as giving Mr. Ian Weeks, the author of the report, the opportunity to explain the results. We need the support of the parents, teachers, and the PTA, as well as the unions, as we navigate the safe return to in-person classes. And as such, maintain open and regular communication with all involved.
And Dr. Archer Bradshaw indicates some surprise at the BUT comments.
The BUT and PTA continue to present as if communication to this effect has not taken place, especially when we all share the same position on the matter. We reiterate that we cannot issue a return to in-person classes until the process of communication has been completed. We simply ask our partners in education, namely the BUT and the PTA, to honor the process and not allow impatience to feed the anxiety of those affected by the disruption. The meeting must and will happen at the earliest opportunity.
The Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. The Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated officially welcomed the new Chief Executive Officer, Andrea Franklin, and the Chief Operations Officer, Cheryl Carter, this morning, as they had their first day on the job promising an aggressive diversification strategy with a push into new markets. Speaking to journalists at the BTMI's headquarters at Warren's, Ms. Franklin outlined some of her priorities.
Tourism is not only about us here at BTMI or in the Ministry of Tourism. Tourism touches the length and breadth of the country, and I think it's important that we collaborate across the board as far as possible. And as we move forward in terms of our growth strategy, that we do it sustainably, and that we also look at how we can bring along other persons with us, the small artisans, the fisher folk, the persons in agriculture. So as we build out the tourism across the board, that is a more sustainable approach to how we go about doing things.
She also vowed to build on the work already underway to expand Barbados's airlift.
I know that great work has already been done by this team, and we've seen only this year and late last year the amount of announcements with increased airlift. But pleased to hear of all the increased airlift, but obviously now we have a lot of work to do in terms of defending that airlift, working in all of the markets, and I know this is Cheryl's particular area, working with all the markets to ensure that all the work that we have done to attract the airlift, that obviously we can now defend the airlift, which is very important.
Meantime, Chief Operations Officer Cheryl Carter promises emphasis on developing non-traditional markets.
It's great to be in this position where I'll be working very closely with all of the overseas markets. We'll also be looking at emerging markets so that we can build out not just what we are traditionally used to, but looking at how we can tap into other areas of the world. We're already seeing some signs that there is great interest in Barbados from non-traditional regions.
BTMI's Chief Operations Officer, Cheryl Carter, in the lunchtime. The Child Care Board has seen an increase in child abuse cases being reported. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey says close to 500 child abuse cases have been reported between April last year and February of this year. He was speaking during a news conference to acknowledge Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month. Mr. Humphrey stressed government is working to reduce the child abuse cases.
For the period ending March 2023, there were 560 cases affecting 672 children. And for the period April 2023 until February 2024, because we haven't compiled March's yet, there were 492 cases affecting 588 children. So what that tells you is that the numbers have basically been fairly consistent in terms of the reported cases of abuse. And we would have seen a spike temporarily after we came out of COVID, but that was to be expected. The Child Care Board continues to do a very good job, and we look forward to being able to reduce the actual cases.
Meantime, Director of the Child Care Board, Roseanne Richards, is concerned about the length of time it's taken the court to deal with the child abuse matters.
I'm satisfied with the number of people that are being charged, but I'm not satisfied with the length of time it takes for a matter of this nature to get through the court system. I'm hopeful, though, that when the new family court is established, that we might be able to fast-track some of these cases, because it looks really, really bad that something happens when a child is 8. Well, she becomes an adult, and at 25, she now has to answer or because it could be emotionally devastating for her. Something that happened 17 years ago, he or she now has to relive the same experience to get justice.
Director of the Child Care Board, Roseanne Richards, the people of Barbados and across the region have been put on notice to expect what the Barbados-based Caribbean Climate Outlook Forum says is shaping up to be a year of climate extremes in the Caribbean. In its latest Caribbean Climate Outlook newsletter released today, for the period April to June, the agency forecast a waning El Nino event in the Pacific and record warm tropical North Atlantic temperatures. The term El Nino refers to a warming of the ocean surface or above average sea surface temperatures in the central and eastern tropical Pacific Ocean. The forum says that as a result, the region is set to enter an intense heat season with recurrent heat waves as well as an early start to an intense wet season. According to the climate forecast, shower intensity and frequency are likely to sharply rise, resulting in high potential for flooding, flash floods, cascading hazards, and associated impacts in most places. And Florida's top court has paved the way for the state's six-week abortion ban to take effect, but is allowing voters to have their say on the issue. The justices have upheld the state's 15-week ban on abortion in a ruling that means a subsequently passed six-week ban can soon begin. But the court will also let Floridians decide in November if abortion rights should be sealed in the state charter. Our top stories. The Barbados Ministry of Education promises there will be no return to classes at the Lester Vaughan Secondary School until parents are fully briefed by the ministry and environmental experts to have any concerns addressed. The new BTMI CEO has her first day on the job as tourism officials promise an aggressive diversification strategy and a push into new markets. Social service authorities report an increase in child abuse cases and complain the courts are taking too long to deal with such matters. Barbados and the rest of the region put on notice to expect what's shaping up to be a year of climate extremes in the Caribbean, and Florida's top court ushers in a six-week abortion ban, but voters will have their say in November. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.